Chapter 43. The Feast of the Autumn of the Homecomers was an event long to be remembered in the annals of Redwall Abbey. For the first time in many long seasons, the big badger's chair that had remained empty for so long had a badger sitting in it. Mara, guardian of Redwall. Friar Bellows, clad in a smart new white apron and cook's hat, stood ladle in paw on top of a barrel of cowslip cordial where all present could see him. The fat mouse coughed importantly.
Your attention, please, friends. Very good, very good. Now, as most of you are new guests to our name day table, the abbess has asked me to say a word or two.
Vale chuckled quietly as she whispered to Alpho.
I never asked Bellows to say anything, but he will.
The Redwall friar continued his speech, warming to the subject.
It is indeed unusual to see such visitors joining us. I've never catered for a royal golden eagle, four falcons, a badger, and a veritable army of shrews, to say nothing of a hare.
I never told you to say nothing of me, old chap.
Pickle chipped in. Bellows shot him a glare.
Quite. Very good. Where was I? Yes. Welcome to Redwall. Our abbey is yours. Join us in good cheer upon this happy day. Eat, be merry, and enjoy the bounty of the season, though I don't know whether our food will suit you all, as my helpers and I have never had to feed such a strange assembly. Yes, very good.
Druni ducked his head beneath the tablecloth and called out,
Then give Hume Jure a rest and let him chew ye fiddles.
There was a general roar of laughter. Amid the jollity, Mara stood up and rescued the red-faced friar.
I'm sure the food will suit us all, Friar Bellows. It looks too good for words. The fame of you and your kitchen staff is a legend throughout Mossflower. We intend to do this feast full justice. Abbess, I believe it is customary for you to say grace at these occasions. Would you be so kind?
Abbess Vale recited the Abbey Grace as they all bowed their heads.
Squirrels, otters, hedgehogs, mice, moles with fur like sable, gathered in good spirits all, round the festive table. Sit we down to eat and drink. Friends, before we do, let's think. Fruit of forest, field and banks, to the seasons we give thanks.
Amid a clatter of bowls and spoons, the feast began. Tables had been joined together to form a large cross shape, and there were five centerpieces. A Redwall Jubilee trifle of pears, damsons, green sap cream, and hazelnut truffle was on the north end. Opposite, at the south trestle, stood a magnificent blackcurrant pudding, swimming in a peach-covered cream of whisked beechnut and strawberry, topped off with a sugar-preserved sprig of maple. The east side was graced by a high wobbling red currant jelly, with flaked almond and chestnut suspended inside like a sunset snowstorm, and it was wreathed in yellow-piped meadow cream. At the westboard was a golden, honey-crusted confection of lattice pastry with mint cream and candied chestnuts oozing from it onto a bed of purple plums. In the centre stood a wide diamond of sweet arrowroot shortcake with all the fruits of the summer piled on it, fixed there by stiff comb honey blended with a puree of apple and raspberry. Salads of 10 different kinds ranged amid the wedges of white, yellow and beige cheeses, studded with nuts, herbs and celery, oat farls, cottage loaves and batons of rye bread, all hot from the ovens, with their crusts gleaming brown, lay scattered between vegetable flans, shrimp and hot root soup, and massive, deeper-than-ever turnip and tater and beetroot pies, beloved by moles.